this moment, where is this solidarity coming from?
Well, that's a great question. And I think it is a question of sort of solidarity. And I think the solidarity stems, I think it's more a recognition of similar circumstances and similar situations. So it's a solidarity that's built on an understanding of a shared experience. And this is where social media, I think, really comes into play a big part, because it doesn't necessarily build solidarity, but it draws attention to that shared circumstance and creates an avenue for people to reach out and connect.
I was just about to ask the significance of social media, but there's a long history of student protest. But what is the significance of students being the ones to lead this movement?
So you're right. There's a very long history of students engaged in activism. And this isn't just a sort of 1960s thing. On predominantly white campuses, schools like Illinois and Michigan, Ohio State, that always had a small numbers of students of color, of African Americans, but you really have a critical mass once you hit the mid-1960s, late-1960s. But once you have a handful of people saying, you know what, enough is enough, what can we do to make a difference, then I think you begin to move from moments to movements. Tiffany, if I can say, it's not, a lot of people on the outside would say, well, what is it that they're responding to, right? And it's usually not one incident. There may be one incident that sort of galvanizes people, but really it's the cumulative effect of a sort of a culture, of an atmosphere that just wears on you and wears on you and wears on you. And then finally, it really boils to a surface, and then finally you get that release.
When there is protest on behalf of minority rights, we often see pushback against that movement. For example, here at the University of Illinois, students held a solidarity rally, and later that day, a Facebook page for an Illini White Students Union emerged. And you've studied civil rights and the Black Power movement. How does this compare to the pushback from prior movements?
It's almost expected. I mean, it falls right in line with what you can expect to happen once you have students of color, once you have African Americans operating in a white society, predominantly white culture and environment, begin to organize. And I think what you saw with the Facebook posting is that pushback. So I think you're always going to have pushback. It's just a question of where is it going to come from, one, and then which side is the administration going to fall on?
The University of Illinois, Missouri, Yale, for this generation of young Black students, where do you see these movements heading?
You know, I think they will continue to build momentum as students reach out and connect with one another. If we see networks come out and they're beginning to emerge, certainly as an extension of sort of Black Lives Matter and the like, then this moment will begin to look much more like a movement. What we're seeing on campuses now is an extension of what we saw on the streets, because these kids come from these communities. And so now it's a question of how are they going to connect with one another going forward and be in conversation, because there is no fundamental difference between the experience of a Black student at Illinois from the experience of a Black student here at Ohio State, from the experience of a Black student at Yale. And it's the same struggle of trying to find a space to fit in and be a part of the university fully.